You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Sunday's Racing Podcast from William Hill. My name is Jack and I'm joined for today's podcast by Mick Norton. Mick, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jack. Yes, busy old weekend, isn't it?
It certainly is. We're recording this on Hennessy weekend, of course. You saw a bit of the action on Friday. What stood out for you?
Well, it was on the real start of the show was, you know what I mean, Harry, wasn't it? To purse himself right at the forefront of the leading Steyn hurdlers. I mean, we saw when he won the Albert Bartlett at the festival that that looked on the cards, but what a performance. Surprised the trainer, running for the first time in the colours of J.P. McManus, and with Barry Geraghty riding for the first time, taking over from Noel Feely, he just absolutely bolted up. Looks better than ever. I mean, he's riding nine. He's no youngster, is he? He's not going to...
No.
But he looks like a late developer who's got plenty more to come. I think he's going for the long walk in about 3 weeks. Mm. And he just travelled well, jumped well, and...
It was a perfect performance, really, wasn't it?
It was. It certainly was. And I'm not surprised that he's been shortened for the... well, what do they call it now? The Stairs Hurdle, or the World Hurdle, or the Ryanair Hurdle, or whatever it's called nowadays.
Yeah, well, he'll play a big part at Cheltenham either way. That's
definitely.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Very impressive yesterday, and there's plenty more to come, of course, on Saturday afternoon. Got Thistlecrack, a big odds-on favourite in that one.
Mm.
And, of course, then you've got the Hennessy itself as well on Saturday afternoon, but we'll know the result by the time you listen to this podcast. Loads going on Sunday, though. We have an Irish meeting from Navan. Andy Holding will be doing the podcast for that. Take a listen to that and have a look on the William Hill website. But we're going to focus on Leicester. The first race on the card is the 1 o'clock. This is a veterans handicap chase. And Mick, we use the phrase often on the podcast to describe fields as small but select. And this one certainly is, with three runners here. Forgotten Gold, Caulfield's Venture and God's Me Judge are the three in this one. What do we make of it?
Yeah, it's a trappy enough one, isn't it? Because you've got horses who have been capable of a lot better. I'll go through them in race card order. We'll just have a word about them. Forgotten Gold, trained by Tom George, Adrian Heskin taking the ride. He wears cheap pieces for the first time, which is quite interesting. He was beaten an awful long way on his reappearance. I don't know why that was so disappointing, which would put you off, but on his two runs in the spring, when he won at Ascot and his second at Cheltenham, he'd have a major chance in this. Again, it'd probably depend on how strong it was in the market, but I think there'll be money for all three of these because they're all capable of good performances on the day. Caulfield Venture is the Exeter specialist. He made it 4 from 5 at Exeter. Don't worry about him coming away from there because Leicester's right-handed the same as Exeter, so not a problem. And at least he comes here in good form with a gutsy win at back at his favourite track last month. I don't know what going up £7 for that win was all about, but it popped him on to 134. But at least he does come here fit and in form from the Emma Lavelle Yard, who's stable just getting going. And the other one is God's Me Judge, who was rated 150 at his best for Alan King, but little sign of that at late, despite his tumbling mark. He's racing off 119 here, and he's done very little for David Dennis, who's a good trainer, had a nice winner at Newbury on Friday. You're taking his level of ability on trust these days. It's a tricky one, despite just a three, Jack. So I'm just going to take a chance on the recent form. At least we know he's in form, Caulfield Venture, where the other two have got to prove that they're in form. So it's basically a bit of a cop-out, but at least he's in form.
Yes, that is true. And it should be a good one to watch as well, that one. Really interesting.
Oh, definitely. I love veterans chases. I think they're a fantastic addition to the racing calendar and gives these old boys a chance to shine against the, without having to worry about the younger legs.
Yeah, and people love seeing the familiar names who've won them plenty down the years, don't they?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Okay, so that's the 1 o'clock then, the first race on the Leicester card. Looking forward to that one. We move to the final race now, the 3:40 from Leicester. This is a handicap hurdle. And we've taken you from a small field to a rather large one here.
Yeah, probably one of the betting races of the day, actually. But, you know, you've got a few come here in really good form. But I think we can narrow it down a little bit. Dominada's going to be hard to beat, despite going up £15 for the last two wins. But the mark's probably still fair enough, 120. My slight concern is he's only a four-year-old and he's got to, you know, big weight here, 11 stone 12. But Brian Allison keeps coaxing a little bit further improvement out of them. I'm just going to take a chance on the older in-form runner here, who's got, again, joint top weight of 11-12, and that's Rocklander from the Tom George Yard. I mean, he was gambled accordingly and duly delivered the goods at Chepstow earlier this month on his reappearance. He's gone up £10 in probably a more competitive race, but £10 wouldn't have stopped him at Chepstow. He's still got low mileage. The stable are ticking over nicely. Rocklander's going to be very hard to beat. Another one that should be popular is Ada Rock, trained by Venetia Williams, who's a two-yard, a bit slow to get going, but he did run well at Hexham on his reappearance, and that was the yard's first runner this autumn. So he ran okay. See how much he's come on from that. He won't have to have improved too much to play a part here, but I'm still to be convinced that their horses are just there yet. While my boy comes here in good form, won at Cheltenham earlier this month, went up £10 for that. This is probably a bit deeper race, but the form is in is not to be discounted. I suppose they're the four, really, but I'm quite happy to stay with Rocklander.
OK, Rocklander then, in the final race that we're going to look at. All we've got time for on the Racing Podcast. It will be back for Monday. Mick, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Jack.
And good luck with all of your selections. Don't forget, all the podcasts available at the website, williamhill.com.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.